She was my first reader, my first editor, even my first publisher.
Those are the words of Bill Plaschke, a columnist with the LA Times.
Her weary fingers tapping out my first words in a darkened basement in the middle of the night.
For Mother's Day 2018, Plaschke wrote an appreciation of his mother, Mary Margaret Plaschke. This year, we're giving it a double play. That's what we call it when we turn a newspaper column into a radio drama.
I was a 13-year-old sports writer who couldn't type, so my mother would type my stories for me. It was always Sunday, always late. She had to report for work at the Ford plant early the next morning. But she would wait up for me to scribble my youth league baseball game story into a little blue binder. Then she would take the binder and walk down the steps to the rickety tray table that held the whirring Corona electric typewriter. Once there, my dreams, always her dreams, she began to peck away. She didn't love sports, she didn't understand everything I was writing, but she pursed her lips and hunched over the keyboard and diligently copied my cliche-ridden sentences as if recording the greatest story ever told. I would stand next to her the entire time, holding my breath, watching, waiting, hoping for even the smallest reaction. She knew it, so she would occasionally stop typing, glance up at me, and smile.
"Looking good, Billy,"
she would say. "You're almost done," I would say. But she was never done. When she finished typing, I would carefully place the pages into a large manila envelope. We would then walk upstairs and climb into a rattling Pinto, which she would drive through deserted streets across the east end of Louisville, Kentucky, eventually pulling up at the storefront that housed the neighborhood weekly newspaper. I would jump out and slide the envelope into the mail slot. I would return to the car to find her sitting at the wheel with her eyes closed. I used to think she was in deep thought. Now I know she was just tired. We would quietly return home, and she would disappear down the hallway for a few hours of sleep. 4 days later, my little story would miraculously appear on the pages of the Voice Jeffersonian. Except the miracle wasn't the newsprint. It was my mother, the strongest person I know. Maybe like a mother you know, one of those powerful women who never stopped carrying us. I talk to her every day. I'll call her cell. She rarely picks up. I'll leave an intentionally long and slow message. She'll call back in the middle of that message.
"Found it,"
she shouts triumphantly. She is still a mom. Age has softened her stature, but nothing could stop her from being that mom. She is still that feisty redhead who scolds me to work harder, nags me to be stronger, and listens to me forever.
"No, you first,"
she says when we both start speaking at the same time. Me first, always first. In a way, we are still working together. Only now she hunches over her laptop and pecks away at the Times website in search of my byline. When she fails, she asks me to email my column. I'll forget, and she'll ask again and make some crack about
sometime this year.
And finally, I'll send her 5 stories at once, at which point I'll receive 5 texts from her, 1 per story, all of them with the same familiar tone.
"Looking good, Billy."
Mothers are lifetime cheerleaders, true believers, the ultimate homers. Mothers are also reality checks, truth tellers, trash talkers, who always have the last word.
"Is there something wrong with the Rams?"
Bill Plaschke.
The best part about being a panelist for the long-running ESPN show Around the Horn is that it allows my mom to see me at least twice a week. She sets up in front of the TV with a glass of wine and calls it her happy hour.
"After the game, Sean McVay said, 'Oh, it's my fault. It's not.'"
Yet she has the same comment about every show, and it's never about my arguments. It's always about my clothing.
"You have to wear a tie,"
she insists.
"Otherwise, everyone sees your fat neck."
She pushes me like she's always pushed herself. She grew up in a household of 9 in Louisville's depressed West End. Her father, Willie, worked on the railroad. Her parents never owned a house or a car. She shared a bed with 2 of her brothers. Her early life was filled with hardship, but you'll read no more of it here, because she's a proud woman who asked if her son could, for once, go easy on the melodrama.
"Do not make this story sad,"
my mother commanded.
"This is not about poor me."
I'll be visiting her in Louisville this Mother's Day, and I hope I can be standing next to her when she reads this column. She didn't type it, but she wrote it. She's been selflessly writing it for my entire life. And this time, I'll be the one who glances down at her and smiles. This time, finally, it's my turn. Looking good, Mom.
That's our radio reimagining of Bill Plaschke's LA Times column from May 13th, 2018, read by Alex Ashlock and Karen Miller Medson. You can find a link to Plaschke's column and more double plays at onlyagame.org. And to all the mothers out there, including mine, happy Mother's Day.